This is KUT. Can the National Guard troops being deployed to the border arrest and detain people? Only if Governor Rick Perry says they can. But as KUT's Veronica Saragovia reports, experts have some concerns about giving law enforcement powers to a reserve military force.
From a legal standpoint, the National Guard has no authority to enforce federal immigration law. That's because the troops will be operating under the governor's authority. In this case, Governor Rick Perry has called them up and not President Barack Obama.
In that instance, as a commander-in-chief, I mean, he can order them to do just about anything, including enforcing state law, but state law, not federal law.
Michael R. Smith is the director of the National Center for Border Security and Immigration at the University of Texas, El Paso. He says when the governor calls up the guard, the Posse Comitatus Act doesn't apply. That's a 19th century law that blocks military personnel from enforcing civilian law, but only when called up by the federal government. And again, that's not the case here. University of Texas government professor Terry Givens.
In this kind of a situation in the past, it has been federal deployments. In this case, it's a state deployment, which actually means that Governor Perry can authorize them to apprehend immigrants crossing the border.
But Givens says even Major General John Nichols with the National Guard has stressed the troops will help the Department of Public Safety and not take over on the front lines.
That's the idea, is that the National Guard would be working closely with DPS to deter and defer. So at least the head of the National Guard is saying he would prefer for the National Guard troops to defer those people to allow DPS to do the arrest.
National Guard troops aren't usually trained in law enforcement. David and Sarah with the Heritage Foundation says that could present challenges should they be asked to make arrests.
Most of these, the National Guardsmen, they're willing and able to do whatever it takes to, you know, help their country, and they're trying to do their best, but if they don't know exactly what to do in a circumstance, it's just increasing the chance that something could be handled incorrectly.
Smith of UT El Paso agrees.
I mean, there's a reason that we train police officers in police academies and train them in a certain way and provide them with, both practical as well as legal training and what it means to enforce the law. The majority of the National Guard troops will not have had that training, and that's of concern.
But Governor Perry hasn't explicitly said he will authorize troops to arrest or detain anyone. So far, the deployment of up to 1,000 troops will take about 30 days. Veronica Saragovia, KUT News.